as Warren Huntley joins us to have a look at this meeting today. Warren, you've had a busy morning already and you've done the form for us for Kilmore.
Yeah, terrific morning out at Moonee Valley, Nards, and it's always a pleasure to see Winx do anything, whether it's racing or galloping. So it's been a terrific morning.
We'll look forward to your analysis of the work later on in today's show, but we've got some money that's set to be made this afternoon. What did you think of the meeting at Kilmore?
Yeah, it's a competitive program, Nards, and interesting that they've got the track in that soft five range, because it was almost the skatiness on that turn down into the home straight that caused the problems at the last meeting. So maybe just having that rating a rating or two softer just means the horses will be able to get their toe into the ground, so to speak. I just hope the track does hold up well.
All right, well, let's have a look at race one. This is over 1,100 a maiden. You can take out runners 1, 3 and 10. Number 2, Black Row at 550. 4, Coronation Faith at 750. We go to number 8, Phelan, who is a first starter for the Hayes Dabernick team at $2. And then you've got Isle of Light, who is at $4.
I don't know, Phelan, and it's a Gaelic word, Nard, so I won't try and pronounce it any better than that. Someone did try and give me the correct pronunciation, but Phelan seems fine to me. Doesn't have a lot of tactical speed, so I'd be surprised if what I've seen he doesn't get back off the speed a little bit. I'm going one a little bit left field here, but from a jump out recently at Burrumbeek, Black Row, who's now with Andrew Payne and formerly with Hayes and Dabernick, has been gelded. Went very quick time for the morning. Looked to want to get it over and done with pretty early, but was carrying Andrew Payne, so had a bit of weight and really showed some terrific dash. And Scoliaro, who came through that jump out one yesterday at stall. So first run is a gelding. I'm going to go with number 2, Black Row. First run for Andrew Payne. Ahead of 8, Phelan, who I think will be off the speed, but keeps building momentum and really strong through the line, the jump outs that I've seen. 9, Isle of Light was okay on debut. I think will be fitter and better for the experience. And I'll put 5, Fearless Falcon in as next best. The race form's not that flash, but nice draw, gets a claim and trialled well. 2, 8, 9, 5.
So we go 2, 8, 9, and 5 in race one. A look at the second race, and here runners 9 and 12 come out. We've got number 1, Matakanui at 9. Now $9 also for Toffiato. 3.60 the first starter, Magna Pegasus. Looking at $9 for Miyaza. Panda's Mr. Nosy at 3.90. Trigger Point is a $3 chance.
Going to go with Trigger Point now. So I think the run at Ararat was perhaps a little bit inconclusive in a bunch finish when Teodora stormed down the outside to win. Teodora's gone on to continue to race well in much better grade. But backing that up with a run in a leader-dominated race behind Missile Man at Ballarat last start, I'm going to go with number 8, Trigger Point, ahead of 5, Magna Pegasus. I think he probably needs the 1,400 metres or so to debut. He's not a sharp horse, but again, he just keeps building momentum. So if he's within touch with him at the turn into the home straight, I'll sure he'll find the line strongly. And he's got a draw to try and hold a spot at the tempo of 1,400 metres. Panda's Mr. Nosy had trialled up nicely, I thought, going into the debut run, given time between runs, and perhaps didn't have the best of luck on debut. And I put 3, Toffiato, in as next best, who was well beaten last start, but he's hard and fit. 8, 5, 7, 3.
8, 5, 7, and 3 the second. The third event is a Fillies and Mares Maiden over the 1,600. Runners 1, 2 and 5 are all out. Here we've got number 8, Mosh Vargo at 10. 6.50 there for Daria. Then you're looking at Princess Mia, who is the favourite here at $2, and 3.10 for Shropshire Lass.
I think Princess Mia deserves to be favourite, Dards. I don't think that barrier draw is going to be any concern. And out of that 1,600-metre start, I would expect rolls forward and perhaps gets control of the race pretty early. I'm keen on her. Appreciated being ridden on the speed last start and getting up that little bit in distance and a little bit further up in trip with that run under the belt. So a lovely option for number 13, Princess Mia. 11, Daria was also riding the speed last start and probably gets here without doing almost as much work as Princess Mia, but I just think Princess Mia's got that little bit more upside and a bit of dash and a turn of foot about her. 14, Shropshire Lass has been pretty good in her two runs to date, and 6, Hildy, who'd be fitter for one run back from a spell, but I do think the race falls away a bit. Keen on 13, ahead of 11, 14 and 6.
13 from 11, 14 and 6 in race 3. Race 4, this is a 1,600 metre race of 58, and you can take out number 3. We've got the Two Eagles Spirit at 5.50, Riley's Rocket at 6, 2.44 Free Fly 2, looking at Mr. McElroy at 7.50 and See the Knights at 6.50.
Interesting race with a couple of the leading contenders being maidens taking on the 58th grade here. And I'm with one of them in Free Fly 2, who had just been terrific in the two runs leading into the run at Tatura last start when was out to 1,600 metres at $1.45, if you don't mind. But the saddle slipped, so we could make some excuses there. And ultimately probably did a good job under the circumstances to be beaten less than two lengths, but not if you took the $1.45. But maybe today's the day for number six, Free Fly 2. Bit of eight, See the Night, who's won a race and comes through some good form maidens leading into that maiden victory last start, and gets a nice run from the barrier. Seven, Mr. McElroy, another maiden taking on the benchmark 58 here. Gee, the run two starts back at Murray was a terrific reference for this after covering a bit of ground and sustaining a long run. Just hope he can settle that a little bit closer, or maybe even just cut the corner, stay near the inside. He'll be strong late. And two, Eagle Point, hard and fit, making his own luck. Next best, 6.872.
6.872. We're up to the quaddie legs now, race five being the first, and this is a 58 over 1900. We've got number one, Dash for D at 4.60. The three, Amelita, who's at 2.20, down to Belmont Express at 6.50, Ruby Redress at 9, and Amthal is at 4.20.
I thought Amthal was very good winning last start and appreciated the progressive steps up in distance, and I'm going to go with her to continue on. Out now beyond the 1600 metres might be a bit of a test for the daughter of Lonray, but gee, she's shaping like she will run the trip, and it'll be solidly run. Almelita's really pretty one pace, so they'll be rolling along at the 1900 metres here. So if there's any chinks in Almelita's armour, Amphal will be there to expose it. I also think Super Mario's getting fitter now. It's a quirky track. He's run well here before, and he's suited stepping up in distance at this stage of his preparation. So I've gone seven ahead of three, Almelita, next best to Super Mario. And four for me, I thought from the Mick Price stable, Belmont Express. Three runs to date have been solid. Another maiden taking on 58 grade, but I think the trip's going to suit and gets a nice run from the draw. 7.324.
7.324 in race five. We look at race six. This is over 1450, a Fillies and Mares Class 1 event, and the scratchings are runners 3 and 7. We've got the one Cubby at 3.70, down to 4 Pop Queen at 7.50, Tyrone Miss at 5.50, Light Romance at 4.60, Sky Lakes at 6.50, and then you've got Shamar at $4.40.
Not a lot of value right throughout the day, relatively small fields and pretty well exposed, but I think there is some value about number nine, Shamar here. Nards was safely beaten last start, but that was behind our Crown Mistress, who then went to Caulfield Saturday and won, was good down the straight. And I don't know if the straight's ideal for it, 1,000 metres behind Divine Messenger the previous run. So I think the former M Shamar is holding up well. A class one here over about 1450, where she can probably roll forward. There's been some tougher options for the Freedman stable in recent times for her, but they've elected to come here, and I think it's the right option, and I think she's a bit of value. Number nine, Shamar, ahead of one, Cubby, who'll be solid to the line here and suited stepping up that little bit more in distance. Four, Pop Queen, I thought she'd be almost out of this grade by now, but two runs back from a spell. The best of Pop Queen can ride the speed and win comprehensively, but she just hasn't been able to notch that other win in her 12 starts following a really impressive maiden victory. And six, Light Romance, was good winning on debut. Obviously takes the next step, but drawn to get a nice run. 9.146.
9.146. We're up to race number seven now. Let's have a look at the main ones in this race, where the scratching is number 10. We've got the one, Fast and Rolling at 4, 3.80 for Big Pat's Pontiac, 8.50 Tompos, 4.80 for Denmix, and then you're down to Shanxi City, who's at 4.60.
I thought Big Pat's Pontiac was good first up. He might be going off a run or so early, but from an inside draw, he's probably not going to be speared wide. I don't like horses making that wide run at the turn into the home straight. I think the way this race shapes up, he might be able to just mind his own business back near the inside and then make a strong run if the gaps open up for him in the straight. I'd probably want some insurance around quaddies and the like, but I think he's come back well and he's really solid through the line first up, and he'd be fitter with that run under his belt. Number three, Big Pat's Pontiac. One, Fast and Rolling's pretty well graded here. Got that wide barrier draw, but certainly well graded with the claim. Nine, Shanxi City, was solid to the line last start, should be getting close to peak fitness now. And seven, Denmix, been a bit of a gap between runs, but didn't have the best of luck last start. 3.197.
So we go 3.19 and 7, and then we go over to race number 8 over 1100, a benchmark 64. Runners 2 and 11 come out. We've got number 1, Liberty Song, at 2.70, 4 Bold Approach at 4.80. Emerenta is at 9, and then you're looking at the Consigliere, who's at $2.80.
Not too sure what was in the trial in terms of ability when Consigliere went around recently at Tatura, I think it was, but it was just a very cruisy trial win, and it's been tested in some pretty good grade, and gee, in a fast race, fourth behind Cliff's Edge, or admittedly beaten seven lengths, but that looks terrific form for a race of this standard, and it's just trialled up very nicely. So I'm going to go with 12, head of one, Liberty Song, who's also trialled up nicely, was in terrific form last preparation without winning, looks to have come back well. 6, Emerenda, fitter for two runs back from a spell, will be part of that speed, as probably will Liberty Song and perhaps the Consigliere just off it, and 4, Bold Approach, who was good first up, and there was good market support there. 12-1-6-4.
So we go 12-1-6-4, and then over to the last race, and in this you can take out runners 2 and 11. Liberty Song, who resumes at 270, then we're looking at Bold Approach at 480, Emerenda at 9, and 280 down the bottom for the Consigliere.
You scared me, Nards. We'd just done the last race.
Sorry, I refreshed and went to the wrong one.
Falling down to the ninth and trying to figure my quaddy numbers.
I'm sorry about that. What's your best roughy quaddy in your play of the day, Warren? Brain snap.
I'm going to race 3, number 13, Princess Mia, as my best Nards, and race 6, number 9, Shamar, as my value. And hopefully the quaddy ends in race 8. The numbers are 2, 3 and 7 in the first leg, 1, 4 and 9 in the second, 1, 3 and 9 in the third, and home with numbers 1, 4, 6 and 12. And I'm going to take a running double into my best bet of the day, Princess Mia. So races 2 and 3 running double as the play of the day. First leg 5, 7 and 8 into 13.
Wonderful, Warren. We'll talk later on the show when we discuss track work. Thank you.
Thanks, Naz.